just thank you for being the great God that you are. We thank you for this past weekend when we celebrated the death, resurrection of your son, Jesus Christ. Pray, God, that you would just be with us today, be with us this week. Give us guidance, give us strength. And God, give us wisdom. You know, you promised wisdom. We pray that you would give us wisdom, help us to make decisions to be pleasing to you. And we pray, God, that you would be with those that we know need your helping and healing and guiding hand. And just lift them up to you and know that you know the answers to each one of those better than we might even expect. And we just lift that to you. Pray, God, God again, that you would just give us guidance, strength, and wisdom in all we do. These things we ask in your son's name.
Amen. Mrs. White, do you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, April 2nd, 2018. We have no public comment. Any commission remarks? Moving on, we're scheduled for road vacates. First one I have is vacate portions of streets in Acacia Club grounds. Essex, Berkshire, Lowell, and other unnamed but platted streets.
Good morning.
Morning.
Mike Bridges here on behalf of College of the Ozarks and the other petitioners. I'm not sure how much information the commission's attorney has shared with you all, but we have provided him with copies of petitions, the supporting exhibits, including the notices that were both published and posted in five different locations within the township at issue. I've circulated proposed orders, both on the one pertaining to the roadway, the old Acacia Cup Road, and then the portions of streets. And I think he's in agreement that those are in acceptable form at this point. And then there was also an issue that was raised the last time, and I don't want to jump around too much. Do you want to treat these separately or together, the two petitions?
I think we do them separate.
Okay. So we're dealing right now with the one for vacating the stubs of old roadways, some of which were never used. And we've submitted a proposed order regarding that. If you have any questions, please let me know. But I think as to the published and posted notices, we've complied with the requirements, really both statutes, just to make sure that we were in compliance with both. Council determined that both of those may apply, or there is any uncertainty about which might apply.
Be sure I understand, you're talking about vacating portions of the street in the Acacia Club grounds, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
And do you all have before you a map showing where those streets are?
Might.
I'm looking. I do.
I don't know if it's large enough for you to see very well.
We're still in the half one, I think.
Yeah. Sure.
I do have in my file a letter from Mr. Elliott dated March 30th, along with a letter from our highway administrator, Mr. Hayes, and he's reviewed the petition for the Acacia Club grounds and have no concerns with the platted streets shown in Exhibit B. All residents have access to the new road alignment of Acacia Club Road.
When I provided documentation to counsel for the commission, I included copies of the returns of service showing all relevant parties having received copies of the petition to vacate portions of the streets, as well as affidavit showing postings and the affidavit of publication regarding the petition. Whenever you would like me to submit those to you all, I would like to get those in the record.
I believe you have those petitions, don't you, there, signed signatures?
Yeah, I think all of you have is the petitions. I'm not sure that you have the
notices. I thought I saw notices. Tape signed signatures, is it?
Yeah,
this,
I have.
This goes beyond that.
Okay, the notices?
Yes.
Okay.
I have a petition to vacate portions of the streets in Ozark Acacia Club grounds.
If we can be given copies of it, the clerk will scan them and put them in there.
Sure. Yeah, and I've got those in a binder that you all can have with a copy of the letter that I had sent Mr. Elliott. And we can use those as exhibits. I did combine the two together, the petition to vacate a portion of Acacia Club Road and the petition to vacate the streets of Acacia Club. They're separated into different tabs, so I'm not sure the most efficient way to get those to you other than I can submit this as a whole.
I'd submit to tab B with respect to Acacia Club grounds and bridges. And that contains your return to service to the local utility providers, the affidavit regarding publication and posting. The commission was previously, office of the commission was previously provided that entire set of documents.
Okay. However you would like me to present those, shall I provide those to the presiding commissioner?
Sure.
Okay.
Are you requesting that all of that be scanned into the record?
Yeah, I think that would be the best.
Okay.
And I think that includes the proposed order. I have that in another form, but we need it.
Includes the names of everyone that joins these roads.
Correct.
That's great.
Yeah, the college owns on both sides of those stubs of streets. That's part of the reason that we're asking that they be vacated, because they don't have any reason to use them or have to pay to And some of them I don't think were ever used anyway. They were just platted.
Mr. Bridges, maybe can you speak to the commission just a little bit about what the nature of those streets are currently? I know that you presented the petition last time, but if you could explain to the commission what the nature of the roads are currently.
Sure. Acacia Club grounds, and I don't know all of the history of that area, but you know, I think initially was platted with the intention that it becomes sort of a resort village. And at that time, when it was platted, there were a number of streets and cross streets that were included in that original plat with the goal of having small resort homes or some other kind of development over time. Some of that occurred, but much of it didn't. And so a number of those side streets that were included in our petition were never used or were infrequently used. But with the recent relocation of Acacia Club Road and with the college's purchase of much of that property over time, these really have no use for anybody. With the relocation of Acacia Club Road to the south, the access roads, I think Lowell is one, York may be another one, and I have to look at the map to be sure. The access is now to the south for those remaining properties, and all of those are going to remain open. And as I mentioned, these properties that the college has purchased through the years lie on both sides of these stubs of roads to be vacated. And some of those really are stubs now because they go nowhere. Particularly if the commission decides to vacate that old portion of Acacia Club Road as requested. I mean, those little portions of side streets will have no use. Will go nowhere and provide access to no one. Just from a maintenance standpoint, from the ability of the college to be able to use that area that they purchased for other development in the future, vacating the roads would be a prudent next step if they are going to proceed with any kind of development or use that for any purpose. To have the roadways, streets essentially off the books would be useful for development, marketing the property, or any other use. And beyond that, the way they are right now, arguably the county has some obligations to pave those, and that's an unnecessary expense and liability that college sees no purpose in, and that would be my position and their position that, that they have no useful purpose.
The as far as the access to the lift stations, that's all been taken care of.
It has.
And then
yeah.
What about along the actual road where the sewer lines are? We still have access to all of those.
My understanding is all of those are accessible.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, in fact, we've notified the sewer district and the Empire, and neither of those has expressed any kind of objection. And I got a letter from the sewer district, in fact, saying, proceed with this. We don't have any objection to it.
Okay. The college owns the land on both sides of the road that's been vacated, so the road would just become part of the college land.
Just so it can be stated, I'm pretty sure like on those you're talking about like Lowell and the smaller roads that are coming out, those weren't previously paved. They weren't county maintained roads, but yet at the college's expense, you guys paved them, did you not?
I don't know the answer to that.
We did.
That's what I was thinking. So, then with the donation of the land plus the, and this was the original intent for the original deal. So, and it was a win-win. And we were going to have $800,000 or more wrapped up in paving an old road that needed to be widened and needed a lot of repairs. And we were able to put in a brand new road that's a lot wider and safer. And
yeah,
school buses can actually pass each other without having to, then trash trucks. And anyways, it was a major concern. So,
yeah, I traveled that area before they relocated it, and it was narrow,